Welcome to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam of the Loyalty House International, a denomination originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches, UDOLGC. Called of God, he ministers under the anointing of his father, Bishop Doug Heward Mills. Bishop Sam is the resident bishop of the Loyalty House International, Abbe Dowenya, off the Dowenya Afenya Link Road. He oversees many churches, both in Ghana and abroad. May the power of God be activated in your life today as you listen to Active Word.
Hallelujah to the risen King. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. We bless you, Lord. We are so grateful for all that you do for us and who you are to us. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, into our service tonight, into our homes tonight, and wherever we are in our cars, in offices, wherever we are, we welcome you, Holy Spirit. We thank you that you are with us in the name of the Lord Jesus of Nazareth. Amen. Wherever you are, shout amen. Wonderful. Let's turn our Bible to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Hebrews 11, 6. Hebrews 11, 6. And faith is good. Faith is good. Everything you do, you have to do it by faith. The Bible says that the first part is, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him. It's impossible to please God without faith, which means that everything you do in relation to God should be by faith. Should be by faith. Should be by faith. So that is why all throughout this COVID season, for the weekdays, we've been talking about faith, and we can talk about faith every day of the year, and we'll still have more to say, because that is the means of the livelihood of the Christian. Because the Bible said, the just shall live by his faith. And we have come to see that faith is important for so many things. Faith is important for so many things. Last week, we got to know that your faith can be big or small. Your faith can be big or small. Your faith can be little, or your faith can increase. And I believe that none of us here want our faith to remain little. We all want big faith. We want great faith. So that is why, and faith comes. Faith increases. Faith comes. And how does it come? It comes by hearing. It comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith doesn't, it's not affected by what you see. Faith, we have come to establish, that is not affected by what you see. It's not affected by what you have in your pocket. It is faith, is faith. Hallelujah. So we need to have great faith. And we said that there are certain things that when you do, it shows how your faith is, the level of your faith. Whether you have small faith, you have little faith, and you have great faith, it shows. And we realize that for people who use their faith to believe God only for what they can have in terms of shoe, in terms of marriage, in terms of getting a wedding date, in terms of, you know, all those things, milk, in terms of jobs, it is faith, but it is the category of little faith. It is in the category of little faith. So, but we got to know that those who use their faith to talk about spiritual things and to believe spiritual things are also in the category of big faith, great faith. Hallelujah. Believe things that they can't see, that don't exist, but they believe they are. Those people are in the category of great faith, and then we believe that all of us are going into that category. That category is what has taken us to the teaching on the seven great principles. Seven great principles. Principles that will help you. Principles that will help you. And these are principles that you need to have faith to operate in. You need to have faith to operate in these powerful principles of the Bible and of the Christian life. Amen. Now, we got to know, number one, that we should know that man is a spirit, isn't it? We got that principles are principles. Do you get it? And we should know that man is a spirit. Now, you have to believe. You have to believe. All that we have said about that thing, you have to believe that man indeed is a spirit. Hallelujah. Until you believe, you will not behave in a certain way. Until you believe, you will not behave in a certain way. And then last week also, we got to know about this very, very important principle that I believe that is going to help us a great deal. And that is that the spirit of the unsaved man, or the spirit of an unsaved man, you get it, is dead and desperately wicked. So we got to know that, look, no matter who you are, a worse believer is far, far better than the best unbeliever. The worst of all believers is far, far, far better than the best of unbelievers. And let that thing sink. It takes faith to believe and understand what I'm saying. And even to accept what I'm saying. It takes faith to do that. Now today, we also want to know something that really we need faith to accept and believe and to walk in it. And that is the spirit of a saved man. The spirit of a saved man is righteous and truly holy. The spirit of a saved man. If you are saved, if you are born again, the Bible says that your spirit is righteous and truly, truly holy. You know, sometimes it's very difficult to say that you are holy. Even if someone asks you, will you go to heaven when you die? You see that you feel that when you say yes, it's like you are not humble. It's like you are proud. So you have to be, you know, say, well, all those kind of things. It is not a demonstration of faith. Faith is faith. Amen. And sometimes when you act in faith, it may seem as though you are proud, but you are doing it by faith. Amen. So Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 24. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24. You know, very, very powerful scripture. It says that, and that you put on the new man. You put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. So who put on the new man? You. So this again is do it yourself. You have to put on the new man. No one will put on the new man for you. Hallelujah. And there's a new man in you. Do you understand? Because when you become born again, when you give your life to Jesus, the spirit within you is changed. The spirit within you is changed. So that wicked, corrupted, desperate spirit is changed when you become born again. Hallelujah. And as I said, you become what? Righteous, and you become truly holy. So what God is telling us is that we must put on and act like we are righteous and we are truly holy. Hallelujah. We must act the new spirit which is created in righteousness and true holiness. We must act like that. We must accept that this is how we are. We must accept that from today, as soon as you got born again, he said, from today, I am righteous and truly holy. And you must act like that. You must talk like that. You must behave like that. Hallelujah. Sometimes people come to God and say things, you see, that are not true. But so you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free, isn't it? we come to God and we say things that are not true. And why so? In our attempt to look humble, yes, to sound humble and to sound like we are obedient children, we come to God with so many untruths. And we say things like, oh, Lord, we are sinners. We are like pigs. I've gone astray. Oh, Lord, we are snakes. Lord, we are not worthy. You know, now that is untruth. That is untruth. You are not, you see, you have to, you know, yes, it is untruth. It's as simple as that. Do you get it? And it is time you acknowledge what God has done in you. You see, God has done something in you. And God went to all this extent by becoming man, die on the cross for you, so that you, your spirit, will become righteous and truly holy. Then after you have accepted him, when you go to him, you tell him that, oh Lord, the work that you did, you didn't do it well. So even though I am born again, I am a sinner. I am as worse as a pig. I am this. I am that. I am that. I am that. You see, that is a lie. That is a lie. Because the Bible makes us to know. You see, the light is making my hair look like I've dyed my hair violet or red. That's it. But the Bible makes us to know that we are the righteousness of God. Everybody raise your hand and say, I am the righteousness of God. Wherever you are, lift up your hand and say, I am the righteousness of God. In Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus. That is who you are. That is who you are. And that is what the Bible says you are when you are born again. That is who you are. And that is what the Bible says you are. 2 Corinthians 5:21. That is who you are. And that is what the Bible says you are. So you have to start believing that truth. Believe that truth. Accept that truth. And walk in that truth. No matter how you feel. No matter what you think. Believe that truth. That means have faith in that word. Have faith in your righteousness. Have faith in your holiness. Hallelujah. If you read 2 Corinthians 5:21, it says, for he had made him to be sin for us. He had made him to be sin for us. Who knew no sin? Hallelujah. So where is your sin? Where is your sin? He has made somebody to be sin for you. And the person didn't know no sin. But he has made him to be sin for you. Why? That we might be made the righteousness of God in him. That we, so nothing that we do, nothing that we will do, would ever make us righteous. The only way we are made righteous is in Christ Jesus. And in Christ Jesus, by accepting him as your Lord and personal Savior, and receiving him into your heart as Lord, in that way, you are made righteous, and you have to believe it. Hallelujah. Do you know that this is one of the most difficult things for people to believe? Believe that they are holy. Believe that they are righteous. Believe that they are not sinners. It's not easy for people to believe. Because so many things go through your mind. And it makes you feel that you are not righteous. You are not holy. Hallelujah. You see, but if we are the righteousness of God, it means that we can never be more righteous today than yesterday. You see, the righteousness in God is a complete righteousness. You see? So we can never be more righteous, let's say, tomorrow, yesterday than today. Or today, I'm saying that as I'm here today, I am planning I'll be more righteous tomorrow than today. No, you can't be more righteous than the work God has done. What can you do to be righteous anyway? What can you do to be righteous? Righteousness is given to you by God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And the righteousness of God is the highest form of purity and sinlessness. You see, the righteousness of God is the highest form of purity and sinlessness. And listen to me, you understand what I'm saying? The righteousness of God is the highest form of what? Purity and righteousness. Amen. So, you know, some people say that, oh, I don't feel any different now that I am born again. You know, people can say that, I don't feel anything different now that I'm born again. That is why faith is coming in now. Do you get it? That's why faith is coming up. Because this is not about feelings, but about realities that have taken place. So the way you feel, that's why faith is not by feeling. I'm not moved by what I... Don't you know the song we sing? I'm not moved by what I see. Hallelujah. I'm not moved by what I see. Hallelujah. I'm not moved by what I feel.
I'm not moved by what I feel. Hallelujah. But I'm moved by the word of God. Hallelujah.
Listen, it's not by the way you feel. How many of you have been there? Sometimes you feel sinful. How many of you have been there like that at home? You are there with God. Say amen. God sees you. You know, how many of you, sometimes you feel bad. Sometimes even we are taking communion and you can't take it because you feel bad. Do you get it? Now, it is not how you feel. It's who you are. What has taken place. What has taken place in you. The realities. The realities that are taking place. So the reality is that you are righteous and truly holy. If you are really born again, and you can't be really, really born again, you are either born again or you are not born again. So you are righteous and truly holy. Not how you feel. Amen. And you know how where the feelings come from? The feelings come from, you know, which we'll come to later on. That's why I don't want to run ahead. But we come to later on to see that after you are born again, first of all, your mind is still the same. Your mind is still the same. And then you also get to know to your shock that your body is still the same. So certain questions on your mind may be answered when we get there, if God, the Lord wills. And I'm sure we have two more or so weeks to finish this particular series. But we'll get there and you will see why probably sometimes you feel that you are not born again. But I need you to know that work of righteousness, God has done it for you. And you need to have faith and believe in it, that you are righteous and you are truly holy. There's no need. You see, there's no need to always go to God. And you see, it's one thing going to God and say, Lord, I'm confessing my sins. And it's another thing going to God always to say that, oh, Lord, I'm a sinner. I'm not worthy to stand in front before you. Oh, Lord, I'm not worthy. I'm like one of those cows. I'm like this. I'm like this. I'm like this. I'm like this. You see, when you say things like that, you are only affirming that you don't believe the word. You don't believe the word. Because the word says you are holy. You too, you are saying that you are not holy. You are not worthy. Amen. So don't be too spiritual to the extent that now you begin to lie. Amen. Accept it. Amen. You know, know that being born again is a spiritual operation in which God recreates your spirit. You see, he takes out the old hardened heart. He recreates your spirit. So he takes out the old hardened heart and puts in a new and righteous spirit. He takes away the old hardened heart and puts in a new righteous spirit. So once upon a time, when you gave your life to Jesus, and if you give your life to God today, what will happen is that God will take away your old heart and God will put in you a new and a righteous spirit. Hallelujah. And let me tell you something. Let's open our Bible to the book of Philemon. Philemon 1:6. And Philemon is only one chapter. So Philemon 6. You see, you will see. You see, the Bible said that being confident, Philemon, not Philippians 1:6, Philemon 1:6. It said that the communication of your faith will become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you. That is what is in Philemon 1:6. Say the communication of your faith, the communication of your what? Your faith. The communication of your what? Your faith will become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Now, what is the first good thing in you? The first good thing in you is a righteous spirit. Because now the Holy Spirit has come to live in you. For greater is he which is in you. The Holy Spirit has now come to live in you. So you have to acknowledge that in you dwells a regenerated spirit. In you dwell a holy and a truly righteous and truly holy spirit. Bible says it helps in the communication of your faith. You see, it makes communication of your faith effective. It makes it effective. Because you acknowledge the good things that are in you. And what else would you have to acknowledge? What good things are in you? Intestine or undigested yam? Is it indigested or undigested yam? Indigested yam. Eh? Is that the good thing you are talking about? Blood? No. Those are good, and your intestines, your blood, your heart will remain good in the name of the Lord Jesus for a very long time in your till whenever. You get it? But that is not the good thing we are talking about. The communication of your faith is effectual by acknowledging every good thing in you, including your righteousness. Hallelujah. So you are not supposed to be going around saying negative things about you. I mean, what do you get? What is the faith in this? You are going around everywhere you go. You are saying negative things about yourself. Going around saying, I'm a bad person. I'm a this. I'm a bad guy. And all that. I'm a sinner. I'm this. I'm that. You are hurting yourself. What is good about what you are saying? And what is good in is it the good thing in you? Is it communication of your faith become effectual or effective by acknowledging, accepting that there are good things in you. Accepting. So I accept the righteousness that God has given to me. Without doubt, I accept the righteousness that God has given to me. So don't say to yourself, say to yourself, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Wow. You know, Bible says, let us enter boldly into the throne room of grace that will obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. He said, let us enter boldly. Now, anytime I'm going to God in prayer, I always say, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I come boldly to the throne of grace as the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I always speak like that. I say, I come boldly into the throne of grace as the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So when you look at me, it's your righteousness you see, not my righteousness. Not me. You see your righteousness. You see a blood-soaked, blood-cleansed, blood-covered me. The righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And I become so bold. You know, sometimes you may have even done something wrong. And as you are going to God, you got there, and then the devil whispered into your ear, my dear, do you remember? Was he ready? Do you remember what you were thinking about just before you started coming, you entered the throne of God? Do you remember the last thing you thought about? Hey, do you know God is holy? Do you know God? Let me ask, do you know God is holy? Do you remember last week? Do you remember? Do you remember? And the devil will be asking you, telling you. But you see, you need faith. You need faith. Because the Bible says in Romans 8:1 that there's therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. So you need faith to accept that there is no condemnation. No one can look at you and judge you, let alone the devil. No one can look at you and judge you. The accuser of the brethren cannot look at you and judge, because you have an advocate in heaven. Hallelujah. So you need to embassy. That thing is not just by mouth. It is by faith. It is by faith to get up and go to God. Who told you that God didn't know that you have problems? And God has not asked you to go and give yourself problems. But I'm saying, who told God didn't know you have problems? But he says, say it. When they say, let the weak say, I am strong. What does he mean? Let the one who also feel condemned say, I am righteous. I am. So say things like that and believe it. That I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am holy. I am holy. And you see, you are not saying holy because you have done anything to make you holy. I mean, what have you done to make you holy? You know, the reason why you can't say things like that is that perhaps you are waiting to do something to prove to God how you can be holy. And how his works on the cross has not been able to finish the work for you. So how you can be holy? You are waiting for it. So you want to show God how you can be holy. Do you get it? But the holiness, you cannot be holier or more holy than the holiness God has given to you. You cannot be more holy than the holiness God has given to you. Amen. So, beloved, I may talk about some of these things in the next one, but I need you to believe that you are righteous and truly holy. And that is faith. Believe it. That something has taken place in your spirit. God has taken away the old self and has put a new self in this old flesh. Hallelujah. Bible says we have this treasure in earthen vessels. So God has put this new spirit, new work in you. Hallelujah. So any born again Christian, you see, so now what is that? You have a new spirit. You are righteous. You are holy. So any born again Christian who lives in sin is living contrary to your new nature. Because your new nature is you are righteous and truly holy. So how can you live in sin? You cannot live in sin. It is contrary to your new nature. Do you get it? So if you continue in sin, listen, it is by choice. It is by choice. If you continue in sin, it is by choice. Why? Because the power of sin by the new nature in you is being broken. That is the difference. The power of sin is being broken. So when you are new creature, it is no longer natural to do evil. Listen, when you are a new creature, it is no longer what? Natural to do evil. So it means that you have to go the extra mile. The evil that you used to do and enjoy, if you are now born again and then your spirit has been recreated, then you have to go the extra mile to sin. Because you cannot live in sin. It's not your nature to live in sin. Hallelujah. It's not your nature to live in sin. So you see that a truly holy believer born again, as soon as he finds himself in sin, he realizes that I don't live here. This is not where I live. So immediately looks for his house to go to where he lives. But the old self lives there very comfortably. So when the old self sees sin, it goes to dwell in it, it stays in it, buys television, buys everything, makes the place the house, put his pictures there that now this is my home. When you come, this is my home. You get it? But the new self, as soon as he sees, it's like a plane going to crash and you eject. Because I don't live here. This is not my nature. This is not me. That is the difference. That's the difference. It may even take long for you to, you see, what happens is that you may start, you will feel it, that this is wrong. This is not me. It may even take you probably a bit longer to get out of it. But the new nature will constantly let you know that you don't belong here. You don't belong here. That's why you see that most believers who are in relationship and sometimes fall into sin and things, they are always rushing to get married. Why? Because they realize that this thing that we are doing, we don't belong there. So maybe it's better we get married. Because the Bible says it is better to marry than to burn. So maybe we have to get married because it is not us.
But meanwhile, your close neighbor or your friend, like you, is also doing it. But he or she doesn't feel anything. No problem. No problem. That's all. It's the way of life. Amen. So you realize that now that you are born again, you are a new creature. So have faith in it. That is why you are feeling the way you are feeling about sin. Honestly. That's why you are feeling so bad, so terrible about that sin. You wish you didn't do it. Or you wish you were out of it. You wish it would not come to you again. You wish you would never think like that again. Because that is not you. Anytime it comes to you, you feel like, this is not me. It makes you feel bad. Now, if sin doesn't make you feel bad, we call something called backsliding. As Rubin would say, backslided. You call something called backsliding. Do you get it? Now, that thing, when you don't feel it, sorry, Rubin, you didn't say that. When you don't feel it, then it means that now, dear, you have relegated the spirit from your life. Do you get it? So that is the difference. But as long as the spirit is in you, if you sin, you say you don't live there. It is not you. Hallelujah. It is not you. Haven't you noticed that before you got born again, there were some evil things you did without even noticing it? I mean, you did a lot of it. You didn't even notice it. And let me not tell you some. Do you get it? There are some evil things you did. You didn't even notice that it was wrong. I mean, rather you do it and you rather glory in it. You glory in it. You go and meet with friends and you talk about it and you are happy that you've done it. How wow! And it's like, whoever does it more is that you are the wildest. So a competition to even do it more. Yeah, you are a guy, man. So you are the one on top. And you can see the way people are racing to do evil. I mean, the eviler you are, the guy you become. What do you call it these days? Someone who is a guy. Eh? Somebody who knows what? Who knows what's up? Are you sure? Know what's up. Okay. Is that so? You don't know. You have been in church. You don't even know what's happening anyway. Do you get it? So you can see there's a competition to show who can be more evil. So you can see that now the women are becoming nakeder, more naked, to show that I am the one who can be more evil. So, and the more you become more evil, the more you get fans in the world. So now even don't wear anything and walk. Yeah, then that's, yeah, Charlie, the guy, wow, man, remove, take, put them. As a man, put, what do you call that thing? Earring. Put on your nose, put on your face, put in your buttocks, put there. Hey, the guy, he make what power. Hey, they might know what's up. he's chef, man. The guy, wild. You see, so it's like that. But now, haven't you noticed when you got born again, there were some marks on you? You know, once upon a time, I was talking to somebody who is born again, and he had some mark on him. I realized as I was talking to a person, he was trying to hide it. He was trying to hide it. And I said in my head that, you see, what he's trying to hide, there was a time that it made him wild. It's like, Charlie, you be one of the guys around, pa, Charlie. You date up. Man, Charlie. And people will be coming to you and they make you feel good. You know, so that's how it is. How come when you get born again, you are shy of it? Because a new life has come. So the Bible said now, put on that new life. Put it on. Act like that. Act like you have become a new person. Hallelujah. Because righteousness is not feeling. Righteousness is not feeling at all. And you do not work to gain righteousness. It's not by works of righteousness, but Jesus did it all. You know, he said, the fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelleth in my soul. The fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelleth in my soul. The fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelleth in my soul. And we are complete in him. Complete, complete, complete in him. We are complete in him. You see, we are complete. We are complete. So it is not possible for you to say, I am going to be more righteous than somebody. We are all righteous. Hallelujah. We are all righteous. And you cannot be more righteous
than you are today. So today, if you are born again, you have been instantly transformed into a righteous new man. That's why Bible says that, henceforth know ye no man after the flesh. Hallelujah. And Bible says, if you are born again, you are a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So you are a new creature. All of us here are righteous and truly holy. All of us here. Amen. What it is that you can only increase your faith in your inherited righteousness. Hallelujah. You can what? Only increase your faith in your inherited righteousness. The righteousness is there. But you can only increase your faith in your inherited righteousness to walk even bolder. Hallelujah. When you are conscious of your righteousness in Christ, you become as bold as a lion. How many of you know that there are many times you have wanted to go to God and you couldn't gather courage to go? Because Satan, and he did it to Joshua the high priest. Joshua went to God, and whilst they were before God, Satan went to God. And Satan also came and started accusing Joshua. And then God didn't say anything. God just asked the angels there to go and remove the garment of Joshua and put on him another garment. And I've had a dream like that. I had a dream like that where I was standing somewhere. And I realized that somebody came and removed what I was wearing, because what I was wearing was a bit old. And the person put on a new one. And I saw new dress. I said, wow. Do you get it? So Satan was accusing Joshua. Said, look, the cloth is dirty. His garment is dirty. And God said, look, he didn't say anything. He just commanded they put in a new garment. So what can you say again? Now you can't. Where is it? It is not there again. Hallelujah. So the righteousness of God in Christ. I never think of my righteousness. And I don't want to go into it to ask you what is holiness. I don't want to go. I even don't want to go into it. I don't want to go into ask what is sin. I don't want to go into it at all. But I want you to have faith in the righteousness God has given to you. It makes you what? Bold. And you need to be bold. Enter boldly to the throne of grace that you might obtain mercy and find grace to help in your time of need. You might obtain what? Mercy. You get mercy by boldly going into the throne room of God. That's when you get mercy and find grace. And you can't do anything without the help of God. You can't do anything without the help of God. So even that one, you need it. That's Hebrews 4:16. So let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. In time of need, you need grace. That's not the time for condemnation. Hallelujah. That's not the time for self-pity. Hallelujah. So you need to be able to tell yourself, get thee behind me, Satan. I am born again. I am righteous. I am holy in Jesus' name. And go to God and believe it. That is faith. You are bold. Proverbs 28:1. In closing, you are bold. It says, Proverbs 28:1. It said, the wicked flee when no man pursueth. But the righteous, the what? The what? Say it in your room. The what? Say it in your car. The what? Say it in your office. The what? The righteous are bold as a lion. Hey! The righteous are bold as a lion. Let me tell you something. Satan makes the children of God very, very, very powerless by so many accusations and remembrance of sin and condemnation. And you need to be able to get up and tell yourself, listen, I hear what you are telling me, but I want you to know that I am still the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. My clothes are washed in the blood of Jesus, and I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You can, and there's no more no condemnation in me. Condemnation in me. Say it! Amen. Then, Romans 5:17. Wow. Romans 5:17. So please, stand up now and become a world overcomer by believing. You can do so many things, though, but when you start, can you imagine one day somebody was in church and was trying to prophesy. There's a shalababa, shalababa.
my children, my children, my children. Then somebody else prophesied that those who are sinners, those who are fornicators cannot be, because the person has been accused of that thing before. Immediately from that, and the person never prophesied again. Because that boldness, that confidence was taken away from the person. Hey, there was this person who used to preach. One day she was preaching. She was preaching hard, preaching, stretching her hand. She was a lady. As she was preaching, she saw in the congregation an old boyfriend whom they used to do things, roll, do this and all manner of things. This guy was sitting right on the third row looking at her. And she was preaching, hey, the holiness of God. I just say, amen, amen. As he did, I said, the guy was sitting there. And the guy was quiet. The guy was quiet looking at her. Hey! Immediately, some boldness was taken away from her. But if you were bold, if you believed in what God has done for you, you will just see it. And if you don't take, that is even the time you talk about it. And say, hey, I used to do this, but thank God for the blood. Oh, man. Have faith. Have faith in the righteousness that God has given to you. I said, Romans chapter 5, verse 17. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus. Let's read it again. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. So they which have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall do or shall reign. And have you received abundance of grace? Have you received the gift of righteousness? If you have received, then you are going to reign. And you are to reign. So have faith. Have faith. So faith is needed for this. See, that's a great faith. It's not in believing God for shoe and all this. Great faith in believing God for the works, even the works on your cross, that you are righteous. You are truly holy. You are saved. Hallelujah. You can wake up in the morning, thank God for his abundant mercy, and his mercies never come to an end. Thank him. And it doesn't mean don't confess your sins. That's not what I'm saying. But if you confess your sins as a child who lives in the house and has made a mistake, confess your sins daily. Daily. But you don't condemn yourself. You confess your sins, and you don't say certain things about yourself to cast doubt on the things that God has done in you in the name of Jesus. So I believe, God, that we have been blessed tonight. I believe our faith is going higher and higher. We are going to be more, we are going to be bolder. We are going to reign. We are going to be as bold as a lion. We are going to go to God as his children. As his children who are standing in front of him or in his throne room because of the righteousness of Christ Jesus. And you'll be blessed. Hallelujah. I see many of you, the things you couldn't do, because of this faith that is coming in you, you are beginning to do so many things. Because now you can go to God boldly and tell him what you are believing and trusting him for. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Why don't you just begin to say some good things? Because the communication of your faith will become effective by the acknowledging of good things that are in you. What are some of the good things in you? Begin to say it. Begin to say the good things in you. Some of you see, even you can't open your mouth to say it. Because as soon as you are trying to open your mouth, Satan will remind you of yesterday. Satan will remind you of certain things. But believe God. Open your mouth. Say it. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus, I live and move and have my being. I am holy in Christ Jesus. Yes, I am justified in Christ Jesus. It means I've been made just as if I've not done anything wrong. I'm justified in Christ Jesus. I am righteous. I am holy. Begin to say it. Begin to confess it. Say it to yourself. Say it to yourself. There's no condemnation in me because I am in Christ Jesus. I wash my clothes in the blood of Jesus. Every day, every minute, every second, I wash my clothes in the blood of Jesus. I am the righteousness in Christ Jesus. Just begin to say, I'm the light of this world. Begin to say it. Begin to say it. Every good thing that is in you, acknowledge it. Saying is acknowledging it. Acknowledging who you are, what is in you, and what Christ has made you. Say it every day, and you'll be blessed in Jesus' name. Now, you listen to me on radio. You are watching me via Facebook or YouTube, and you want to say, Pastor, please, I want you to pray for me. Now, I know why I cannot do certain things, and I want to give my life to Jesus. Pastor, from today, I want to give my life to Jesus. Please, pray for me to give my life to Jesus. You are listening to me. You want to give your life to Jesus. Wherever you are, I want you to believe in your heart and say this with me. Say, Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I thank you for today.
I thank you for today.
I believe in my heart.
I believe in my heart.
That Jesus Christ.
That Jesus Christ.
Is the Son of God.
Is the Son of God.
I confess with my mouth.
I confess with my mouth.
That Jesus.
That Jesus.
Is Lord.
Is Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
That by accepting you today.
I have become righteous.
And truly holy.
And truly holy.
My sins are forgiven.
And
there's now no condemnation in me. Thank you, Lord Jesus,
that I am yours
and you are mine. If you're also listening to me, you're watching, you are a Christian, but somehow your confidence has been shattered and been broken by certain things you have done, and Satan keeps accusing you, keeps condemning you. I want you to believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. And say with me, say,
Dear Lord,
I thank you
that you are yours,
you are mine, and I'm yours.
I thank you
for your work on Calvary. That as I stand here, as I sit here, as I speak, I am the righteousness
of God
in Christ Jesus. It's not whatever anything I have done. But what you have done is what has made me righteous. I accept it today.
I reject
every form of condemnation,
every form of
accusation, and I accept that you have forgiven me. And I accept that I am clothed with righteousness. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus,
that I am
a child of God.
Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Wherever you are, if you pray this prayer, you want somebody to talk to. You want somebody to talk to about your salvation, about your prayer. I want you to write down this number and give them a call. They will talk to you. 0244-644-528. 0244-644-528. Or 0244-211-769. Call them. They will talk to you, and anything you, any counseling you want, they will give to you. Amen. Now, as we prepare to close, I want us to give a very powerful offering. Have faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Look at where you are. You are at home. You are in your office. No one sees you, and yet you are going to give an offering. You are giving an offering. So this offering, you will give an offering, a good offering or not, depending on whether you have faith or not. Because where you are, if you have faith, you know that God is with you. God is looking at you. You know, it is with God with whom you have to deal. God is the one who looks at what you give and blesses you. So give an offering. If you are listening by radio, the account, Momo account, is 055-874-2922. Radio listeners. Also for the Vodafone, 050-940-0044. The bank account is on the screen, and I want to encourage you, wherever you are, whoever you are, give a good offering. A good offering. 50 CDs, 100 CDs. You know, some of you see, because no one is looking at you, take your phone. You know you can give 50, but you give 100. You know you can give 200, but you give 2 CDs, because no one is looking at you. But I need you to know that faith is when you can believe that no one is with you, but God is with you. So as you are putting out, God is looking at you. Just look at Jesus looking at you and looking at what you are giving. Look at what you are giving. And a whole you. A whole you, because nobody is here. Nobody is with you. You say you are giving CD. You say you are giving this. You know you can give 100. You know you can give 50. You know you can give whatever. And also I need you to give your first and best. I need to give your first and best. You know the church is moving on. We are doing our projects. We are doing our projects. We are doing everything because for us, we believe that God is going to make our lives normal. If anything, supernormal. So we believe. So we are moving as people who believe God. And we believe that we are not ruled by the affairs of this world. Even though we are obedient to authorities, we are obedient to everything. But we also believe that there's a higher power that keeps watch over us and keeps our moving. So give your offering, your tithe. You will never lose your job. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. You will not lose your job. Give your tithe. Give your offering. The cashiers are telling me that sometimes you don't reference your thing well. That this is tithe for May, tithe for February, and all those. So please try referencing it well, because they go for the statement and they see everything. So try referencing it well so that they can give you acknowledge you for your tithe. So give your tithe. Give your offering. Keep giving. I'm talking so that you give. Give a special offering tonight. How many of you have faith? Wherever you are, you have faith. Give a special offering tonight. Today, give as though God is looking at you. He's looking at you, standing right by you, and looking at what you are giving. Give that one. And lift up your phones. Let's pray over it. Whatever. Let's pray over it. Father, thank you for this opportunity to give. Thank you. Even so, when we are not in church, we are alone in our rooms. We are alone with our family and we are giving. And we have given from our heart. Lord, look upon our seed and bless us. Bless us with security of jobs, security of business. Secure our future for us. Let not this season pass and we shall say that we have been made worse off. Let this season pass and we will say that God showed us a silver lining. We used it, and by the grace of God, we are better off than we went into this. Let it be everyone's story and testimony in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We give you praise. We give you glory. Now, Lord, as we close, I pray for everyone that came to church today by flow, by radio. Pray for every one of them. I pray for a special understanding of who Christ is and what Christ has done for us, and the salvation we have received, and the righteousness that has been given to us. I pray for a special understanding of it, so we shall become bold and act as your children in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. For anyone Satan is put under any bondage because of the lack of knowledge of this, we pray that such an one will be freed from any form of oppression, any form of condemnation, any form of judgment of the enemy. So such an one will come out free from the grip of the enemy, from the fear of condemnation in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you praise. We thank you for angelic visitations as we sleep. We thank you for your presence with us in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. I want to tell you, God willing, Friday, we are going to meet you at Flow Dawn meeting with the bishop. I want to encourage all of you to join. How many of you saw the testimony, the powerful testimony that I sent on your chat? Very, very powerful testimony. And I need you to be part of it. And I have several testimonies that we are going to share. I want you to digest this one. This one is too much. Digest, and several ones are coming. So join in the Flow prayer meeting. As usual, if you feel that you need help with data or anything, just contact your FSO, contact your GWA center or WA center leader, or contact any pastor or a friend. And let me tell you, those of you who get data, don't use the data to do other things. And when it is time for you to join the service, you don't have data. Don't do that. Don't do that. Tell yourself, I won't do that again. Don't do that. So make sure that when you are giving data to, it's like giving money to take car and come to church. And you take the money and you don't come to church, or take the money and use the money to go to the market. You get it. It's not a blessing. So whatever, but if you genuinely need help, let your pastor know, let your leader know, you get help. But let's all join on Friday, Flow prayer meeting, and you'll be blessed. And God willing, I'll see you on Sunday. Special package. How many of you have been enjoying Sunday service? This Sunday too, special package for you. So be part of the service and God will bless you. Let's share the grace together. Tomorrow, as usual, we'll have a nice worship time. No, tomorrow we are not having it. Tomorrow we are not having it, but next week we shall have it. Tomorrow we are not having it. Next week we shall have a nice worship time. We just worship God. He inhabits the praises of his people. We just have a nice time tomorrow. God will next week, Thursday, nice worship. I prepare for the Friday prayer time. And then the Friday, Basanta all night. And then Sunday, we come to church powerfully. In the evening, we run it off. I think this season, we are becoming very spiritual. It's good. You don't have it like that always. It's good. Amen. Let's share the grace together. Say it after me. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,
may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,
the love of God,
the love of God,
the communion,
fellowship,
contribution, participation, and the sweet influences of the Holy Spirit, be with us now and forevermore. Amen. God bless you. God bless all of you.
God bless you for listening to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam. For copies of today's message or any other message by Bishop Sam, please contact us on 0244-534-816. You can also send Bishop Sam an email at pastorishmael@yahoo.com. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on 0246-939-984. To support this program, send your donations via mobile money to 055-874-2922 or 050-940-0044. You can join us in worship via YouTube and Facebook Live this and the coming Sundays at Bishop Ishmael Sam -DHMM from 9:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. for the period that social gatherings, including church gatherings, are not rightfully allowed. Stay tuned and God bless you.
Greater, what could say?